all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Hello, kings and queens. Welcome back to another podcast episode of Journey with a Queen. I am your podcast host, April Love, and I am excited to be back another week with another revelation, insight that the Lord has shared with me, that He's put on my heart to share with you. And I believe that this episode would truly bless you, and I hope that you would like the podcast, that you would share it with someone that may need to hear this message. I believe that this message is very, very important. It's also a serious message. And I hope that you take something from this, if not for yourself, for your loved ones, for your family, your friends, for your coworkers, for people that you know that need this. And so I'm going to jump right into the message. I was given this burden of praying for people that are lost. The lost, the unsaved, the people that do not know the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to give you some tips today of what we should be doing as believers or those who intercede for other people that we should do so that people who don't know Jesus will come to know Him. And so, like I said, it was a burden on me to talk about this. And we don't want any of our loved ones or family or friends to go to hell, if we're going to be real, because they have not received or accepted the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves. So I want to start off just saying that it's not hard for us to pray for those that are not saved, that do not believe. If you can just simply bring that person's name before the Lord and just ask the Lord to have an encounter or to meet this person where they are so that they will believe. I believe that the Lord hears our prayers, and I don't think that we have to be, you know, a pastor or a preacher or, you know, an apostle or anything like that to reach people that do not know the Lord Jesus. I'm going to give a few scriptures, but I know that one scripture in particular that's coming to mind is the scripture that talks about we are the harvesters. We are the workers. And so we are to share the gospel with others. And one of the ways for other people to be saved is to share with them. And so you don't have to be an evangelist or, you know, any of the have a title to do this, I would call the simple work that God is calling us to do. So I truly believe that we are to pray, be led by the Holy Spirit to pray for people to be saved. So number one, I want to say is to ask God to send a spirit of wisdom and revelation to that person. And so Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 19. I'm reading from the King James Version, where it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So I believe what this scripture is saying is that keep on asking God, our Lord, to give the people that do not know him the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can better know him. So for those that don't know him will come to know him. And I believe that God knows who is going to answer the call and who don't, who will not. And so if we keep praying for our loved ones and our friends and our coworkers that don't know the Lord, eventually something has to break. I believe eventually a person will come to know the Lord and accept the Lord Jesus for themselves. If they continue to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation of who Jesus is, I believe they will be enlightened. You may not see results right away from the prayers that you pray, but I believe in due time or in perfect timing, you will see the results. The other thing I believe that we should do is ask God to turn their eyes away from worthless things or the things of this world, and that they come to their senses. A lot of times I believe that people, if they don't know, they don't know. But once they know or have an idea that, you know, Jesus is our only way to the Father, then I believe, you know, once they hear of who he is and accept him and see him working in their lives, that they will come to their senses and say, yeah, I'm going to get serious and walk this thing out. So in Psalm 119, verse 37, it says, turn my eyes away from worthless things. I pray this for myself, but I also pray this for others in my life who begin to walk down the dark and slippery paths of sin. So I pray Psalm 119:37 for people on my list who seek spiritual truth apart from Jesus. I pray that they will come to know the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, for themselves. I believe that God hears our prayers. I truly believe that. And he answers our prayers. And so I would just say, ask God to send others to help. And the scripture that I gave early on about us being the harvesters, in Matthew 9:38, Jesus says to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest field. And I love this prayer because if you think about it, like right now is a perfect time that a lot of children are going off to college, right? And we pray that God brings people into their lives who know Jesus, you know, who might help the children to continue to grow in the Lord. I believe that we all want our children to walk in the things of God, to know the Lord Jesus for themselves. And this is a really difficult time that we're living in, where the world is telling them to do one thing, to go one way, to do this and to do that, that is all contrary to what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. So I think that if we ask God to send others to help our loved ones or to help our friends or to help our coworkers, you know, I believe that God uses people just as I pray every day. God, show me who you want me to minister to, who you want me to speak to, who you want me to encourage, who you want me to help. He uses those that make themselves available to help those that don't know him, or to bring those that don't know him to him. So again, I think if we pray and ask God to help our, you know, neighbors, coworkers, friends, family, if we are praying these prayers, that they will eventually be answered. Another thing is we can ask God for an open door for the gospel. And so in Colossians 4, verses 2 through 4, Paul, That's my guy. Paul was very encouraging, and he said, devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. So what Paul was saying here was devote yourself to prayer. And see, prayer is, God answers prayers, and prayer works. God has been putting in my spirit this week to be vigilant. And being watchful is the same thing as being vigilant. It's to pay attention, to be aware of your surroundings, to know if God may want to use you in the moment. If you're not paying attention or being watchful or vigilant, you may miss the things of God. And so Paul was saying, so that he may proclaim the mysteries of Christ, he wanted to talk about the Lord Jesus, give messages to those even while in chains. And so we are to do that too. We are to devote ourselves to prayer just as Paul did, and to be watchful, to stay in a posture of anticipation of where God is working and where he may want you to move so that you can help those people that don't know him. Paul asked that God will open a door for the message of God. He wanted God to give him clarity. He wanted God to speak to him so that he can speak to others. The same as, you know, as what we should be asking for. Another thing is to ask God to give you boldness to overcome fear. A lot of times fear gets in the way of us, you know, moving in the things of God, or being afraid to speak to others because we don't want to be rejected, or we may think they may not hear us. You know, all these different things that the enemy use to make us not want to, you know, reach the lost or talk to other people about Jesus. But in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. We all need to have the boldness of God so that we can go out and be bold and to be brave. And I love the book of Joshua because God constantly tells Joshua to be courageous. So we need the courage. You know, we need the boldness of God so that we can go out and minister to others and to talk to the lost and the unsaved so that they will come to know the Lord Jesus for themselves so that they won't perish. You know, God does not want any of us to perish. He wants us to stay on the narrow path which leads to life and not go on the wide path that leads to death and destruction. And a lot of this world is headed that way. And so I pray that God will use me to help save those that are lost, that do not know him, to come to him so that they don't perish. They will not go down that wide path to hell. Ask God to continue to instruct you in when, where, how, and whom he would like you to communicate the gospel. In Psalm 32:8, where David writes about this to God, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Pray for God to continue to instruct you and lead you. Pray for his counsel to fill your minds as you read on into the next section that trains you for a lifetime of spirit-filled adventure. So I pray, Jesus, that you will help us to live a life that you sent for us to live. I'm available to you to use me when, where, and how you wish. Teach me, O Lord, how to live a life that you command, and empower me to live. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing the work in me. I believe that if we pray constantly for our loved ones, that God will answer our prayers. We may not see it right away, but I believe that we will eventually see it. So I wanted to share this because I believe that we all have friends, family, coworkers, neighbors that are not saved, and the time is short. The return of our Lord is so close. So I believe that the Lord has put this on my heart to share with you all so that you will also share with others. If you want to share this podcast episode, I am so grateful for that, and I thank you in advance. But please talk to your loved ones, if you can, about salvation. Ask them, do they know the Lord for themselves? And if not, to come to know the Lord. And most times people think that it's something that is long and drawn out, but it's very simple. I believe that God knows the heart, right? He knows the heart. He knows everything about all of us. So Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 simply says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And this isn't coming from me. This is coming straight out of the Bible. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So if you believe that Jesus died and rose again and is sitting at the right hand of the Father, if you believe that in your heart, and you confess with your mouth that you are a sinner, that you need the Lord Jesus Christ, he will come and transform your life. The Holy Spirit will come and renew you. He will make you who you were created to be. As long as you allow him and have faith to believe, then you are saved. So I hope that this helped you. I hope that this has blessed you. And as I stated, please share this with someone that you know it will help. Give this podcast episode a rating. I would really appreciate it so that the podcast can grow. And I look forward to coming back to talking with you all another week, next week, on Journey with a Queen podcast. You all take care, be blessed. Until next time, shalom.